This is the 630 Chad Elks Report.
Let's check in with Dave Campbell, your Edmonton Elks color commentator right here on 630 Chad. Has touched down in the nation's capital ahead of Friday's game against the 1-7 Red Blacks. Dave, how are things in Ottawa this afternoon?
Well, when we got here, it was quite hot and humid, sunny, and then when we got to the hotel, it's a good thing because it started to pour rain, and now the rain has quit. It's definitely cut through the humidity because it's a very cloudy day now.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah, and I know there's a heat warning back home, so I feel like I'm in the air conditioning compared to what's happening back home, but it's supposed to warm up to about 29 tomorrow and 30 on game day. So, yeah, we're going to heat up here for sure.
All right. What's the latest? I hear that David Beard is out because of what, illness?
Illness. Now, I don't know if this is COVID-related or not, and that's the thing. With illness, it doesn't always mean COVID, right? So,
yeah.
So we don't know at this point, but yeah, when I saw the injury report, that was very concerning to me because now you're going to trigger two changes. And if you ask our good friend Blake Termont about that, he says that's kind of like a loss, right? So someone has to replace David Beard. I would imagine that's going to be either Mark Corday or that's going to be Thomas Jacquardilla. And I would imagine Jacquardilla gets on anyway, and I could see him being the center or the right guard. So either Corday's going to play center or guard. So one of those two will, you know, those two will be on the roster. So, I mean, that's a big change. And it's too bad just because the continuity of the roster is, I think, a bright spot for the team because I think this is the third week in a row that they had a chance to have the same lineup dressed for a game. Now, should still be relatively normal or relatively, you know, consistent with the roster, what we've seen the last 2 weeks. So we'll see what happens tomorrow when the depth chart comes out.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's a pretty big hole to fill, as you said, and then it just becomes like a game of Tetris, who's going to go where. And right now, I think that there's been a lot of change on this team. There's been constant change on this team as the coach tries to find the right fit. So maybe it won't have as a big of impact as we might expect, but, I mean, some certainty in knowing who's going to be where is really important as well.
Yeah, no question. Especially to have this happen on day three.
Yeah,
that's a significant bit of news and a happening because, I mean, day three is when you're supposed to have your game plan in the bag, and they call it the polish day. But you know, now you're working in new people, even though that they're veterans and they're able to fill other spots. I mean, Mark Corday, I think, has played almost every position in this league when he was a member of the Ottawa Redblacks. And he played center, so that's why I kind of look at him as the possible center. But yeah, I mean, it's you just don't want to make changes too often. But it's football, and you know that people are going to get hurt and they're going to go down. It's about your depth now. But you know, Blake will always tell you, and you know, there's two positions I think that are really detrimental if you have to make a change. One is the O-line, the other is the secondary.
Yeah.
You know, I think every other spot, it's pretty interchangeable for the most part, but when you look at O-line and secondary, that's the most communication you're going to get on, or you're going to have, is on the O-line on offense, and on defense, the secondary is where you're going to have the most communication on the defensive side of the ball. So we'll see what happens, but you know, it's not like they're replacing David Beard with slouches. These are good players, but you lose David Beard, and that's the story. It's because he's probably the best center in the league.
All right, my friend, we'll leave it there this afternoon. We'll talk to you again soon. Have fun in Ottawa.
Thanks, Alan. Take care. Okay. Stay cool, everyone.
Yeah, take it easy. That's Dave Campbell, the color commentator for the Edmonton Elks broadcast right here on 630 Chet.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.